this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Clevo.
Would either of you marry Clevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
From Bert Newton, I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is the Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on. Now.
Here we go. Let's try that.
There we go.
No Maddie this morning, which means I'm on the buttons and already stuffing it up. But that's all right. How was your long weekend, Jade?
It was good. It was good. It was really, I don't know, relaxing, actually. It's so nice having a break.
Chilled out.
Yeah, it was
excellent.
Great.
You look rested.
Oh, thanks.
Good morning, Maddie, in the newsroom.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right. I had a less than relaxing long weekend.
Oh, no.
What happened? Okay.
I've just finished up a month of house sitting, so I had to like clean and pack up the house on Sunday, and then I kind of got a bit sick as well. So I spent all of yesterday in bed, but I wouldn't call it relaxing if I was sick.
Okay.
You know,
yeah, that's never the same as being in bed because you just want to be.
Exactly. keep the Glen 20 out.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry.
James looking real nervous over here.
I've done so well not having to get a COVID test. I want to stick to it.
That's a fair call.
Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
How are you? How was your long weekend?
My long weekend was really good. It was like the first long weekend I've actually fully had off. So
how good's that?
I went to Jervis Bay for a little bit, then we come back and did some work at home, and it was very relaxed and nice.
Nice one, man. Sounds like everyone's well rested. Maddie away today, but that's all right. The ship sails on. Next, though, this is a piece of scientific research that, you know, came to my attention.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's really imperative we cover the big topics here. So next we're going to talk about the ins and outs / these new discoveries around echidna penises.
What?
This is information that was never known until last month.
No! Right?
Yeah, you need to hear about this. It's must-learn information on your radio next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What are you just enjoying sucking the end of your finger there, Jade? What are you eating?
I was just thinking to myself in that break, I was like, I love being an adult because I made the decision to stop and get a coffee this morning. And I got some McDonald's cookies as well. And I was like, yeah, I'm an adult. I can make that decision.
Suck the last crumbs off those fingers, Jade. Now, this is a story from a part of the world you're quite familiar with, actually. And somewhere, it's actually research out of a place you might have been. Have you ever been to the Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary in Queensland?
I have, actually.
Okay, so this is research from there.
Yes.
Basically, they're able to do research on animals that are brought in that are either like passed away or have like been in an accident or something.
Aww.
Australian animals, because normally you can't touch those kinds of animals for any reason.
Yeah,
right?
they're
super protected treasures, right? Exactly. So some echidnas came in and they were able to do some studies, never before done studies on the penis. Now it's been known that the penis of an echidna has four heads. But only two become erect at any one time.
Hold on a second. We have to pause it there. So an echidna has four penises.
Sort of. It's like one main one and then there's four like shorter ones that come off the main one.
How odd? Who would have thought?
Well, not me until I read about this.
Oh my God. And two... operate.
Only two operate at one time.
Wow.
So they become erect at any one time. They had no idea why this happened until now. Because scientists have discovered that they use this, let's call it unusual reproductive anatomy in a special way. So only two of them can eject the ejaculate at one time because of the way the blood flows. So apparently the blood can only be shot down just enough for two to become erect at any one time. So it's basically a lack
of
blood flow.
Oh, poor little things. I must get dizzy.
Well, if they tried to erect three, then perhaps. But luckily, most of the time, they're only erecting two.
Oh, imagine that.
Well,
how do you go operating just one? Could you imagine? imagine operating two at the same time, well, let alone having four dangling down there?
Well, they only operate two or none because they're not used for anything except sperm.
Wow.
That's the only reason that they're used.
How bizarre. That's, you know what, those poor female echidnas.
Well, indeed.
I'm feeling for them right now because my mind just can't help but wonder if just what is going down there at that time.
Like, wow.
Is there double penetration? Is there singular?
You're just saying stuff now.
Is one getting a mess on the underside of their belly while there's...
Jade, now you're just saying all sorts of things.
I know, but like
I'm just bringing scientific fact here.
This is all science chat. That's fascinating. And what an odd thing for a scientist to have to, I guess, investigate.
Somebody's got to do the hard work, Jade. Now, these scientists have also noted similarities between echidnas and platypuses. Now, platypuses, and you might feel for the female platypuses more here.
Uh-oh.
Because they actually only have two-headed penises, which is maybe you would say a bit simpler.
But theirs
are covered in spines, Jade.
Far out. Ouch. Oh, ribbed for extra pleasure. All I'm thinking...
Spines, Jade.
I'm trying to put a positive spin on that, okay? Because, like, ouch.
Now, here's one final thing that I'm going to say.
It's written in
the article, right? And this is probably going to wrap it up.
Okay.
And then we'll get on to Lads vs. Lasses up next. But they said, internally, we think that echidnas and platypuses are pretty similar. But nobody has ever seen an erect platypus penis, so we're not sure. I'll leave it at that.
That's amazing. Who would have thought? Well, really, our animals are well hung down under. That's all I'm left with
that's
final thought.
That's the only fact you learn from that.
Wow. Lads vs. Lasses right now. We have a family pass to the Knights taking on the Warriors match this weekend at McDonald Jones Stadium. The Lasses, the superior sex, after hearing all that information, on 44 gold stars. The Lads are currently on 41 gold stars. So let's keep this, I guess, lead alive, ladies.
Okay.
13-10-09. If you'd like to play our Ultimate Battle of the Sexes game, win it for your sex, but also win that family pass to the Knights game this Saturday.
All right, Lads vs. Lasses up next. 13-10-09. If you'd like to play, we'll do it in just a minute.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. Currently, the Lasses are ahead on 44 gold stars and the Lads are trailing on a measly 41. Just how we like it, ladies. But if you are a chick and you want to play, 13-10-09, because we're still after a female this morning, and you can walk away with a family pass to round 15. The Knights taking on the Warriors this Saturday at 3 p.m. kickoff at McDonald Jones Stadium. Good morning, James.
Hey, James. How are you?
Yeah, good, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I heard you spent your long weekend surfing in Port Macquarie. How was it up there?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was a good weekend away with the lads.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, so Knights are your team, so I know you really want to win these tickets.
Yeah, okay.
Your first question, okay. Which New Zealand singer had teased new music with a photo of her bum in the last week?
Benny.
Who, sorry?
Benny, that's the only New Zealander
singer.
No, sorry. Lord.
That's all right.
Okay, multiple choice this one is, okay? Which DJ collaborated with Britney Spears on her latest song, Mood Ring? Was it A, ketchup, B, mustard, or C, cranberry sauce?
B.
B, did you say?
Wow.
That is right.
Good
Correct.
Guess.
Well done.
Yeah. It was mustard.
DJ Mustard. Who would have known?
Okay, question three. Who has Gwen Stefani rumored to have recently got married to?
Sure.
You don't know? No. No. Okay. Bye-bye.
No, unfortunately not. It's Blake Shelton. They've been together for ages, but now, you know, they've secretly apparently gotten married.
Oh, I'm so happy for them if they have.
I mean, not confirmed or anything.
All right.
But,
you sit tight there, James, because we're going to.
That's time to meet Brooke. She's from Curry as an office worker and just had an outback adventure. Tell us all about this. What happened?
So my parents and I took my dog away for the long weekend.
Oh, cool. Where did you, what was the town that you got that was furthest away from Curry?
Probably Lightning Ridge.
Oh, I love
Very
Lightning
cool.
Ridge.
Cool one of the part most of the world.
Beautiful yeah. spots.
Yeah, it was good.
Did you dig for opals?
Nah, I wasn't doing any of that hard work. I just went into the shops and brought something.
Oh, that's better. That's the easier way, the better way to do it, right? Okay. All right, so let's get into your questions. Number one for you. Now, obviously, you only need to get one to win, really. Or two,
oh,
to,
two
win,
to win,
sorry.
Two to win.
That's right. All right, question one for you. Which grain makes up the majority of bourbon whiskey?
No idea.
That's too bad. It's corn.
I had no idea.
Over 50, it's got to be a minimum of over 50% to be called bourbon. All right. Question number two. Which sport would you use a lure retriever in?
Fishing?
That is correct.
That's my girl, Brooke.
All right. Yeah. Now, you do realize the importance of this next one because if you get it correct, you're an instant winner, all right? If you don't, we go to a tiebreaker coin toss, all right?
Right. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Question three. And this is multiple choice.
Right.
Which is the more versatile tool? Is it A, aviation snips, or B, tin snips?
Tin snip.
Oh no! Which means it's this.
Oh my God! You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner?
The flip of a coin.
Alrighty, Brooke. You can choose between heads or tails this morning for the coin toss to hopefully get you the win.
Okay, heads.
Heads. Okay, here we go.
Oh, Brooke, you're a winner!
Unbelievable!
Another star for the lasses, which means they're really streaking ahead
Brooke,
here.
Brooke, I'm so proud of you this morning.
You correctly got the coin toss. Well done.
Yeah, and you're walking away with a family pass to the Knights, taking on the Warriors match this Saturday, McDonald Jones Stadium.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos, and the mics are on now.
So, you know how I'm a little bit slow on the uptake with technology? It's not my thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're null and for it. And getting surprised then when something like technology actually works or is, like, quite cool, oh, my God,
it blows my mind. It really does. Well, you know what? I've had a smartwatch before, right? Like, but your basic one where it just tracks your steps.
It was a calculator watch, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't, but it's
just so smart.
I do need
one of
those.
Numbers.
No. It was just like one of those like basic sort of Fitbits or Galaxy
Fitness,
whatever the version one is, right?
Yeah.
Very basic.
Some laps. Yep.
Well, I have stepped up my game and to the point where I was welcomed to the 21st century by the retail assistant.
You got an iPhone.
No. I got a full-on proper smartwatch.
Oh, it is. Look at that. What brand is it?
It's Samsung.
Oh, fancy.
Samsung Active 2. But what I love about it, right, is that I can actually answer phone calls on it. I can send emails. I can text people. I can, it's incredible.
Yeah, how good is living in 2016?
PayWave. I can touch my watch to the FPOS machine and it'll work.
Of course you can.
Well, it's all new to me. I know this might sound a bit backwards, but
Of course it does.
But I'm really excited.
You feel like you're living in the future, don't you?
You know what really got me across the line?
What was it?
Because when I was talking to this guy from Commonwealth Bank, I thought I'd give him some feedback. And I said, hey, Ed, he told me what department he worked in and it sort of controls like the sort of ATM card situation. I said, can you please make them bright colours, like pinks, greens? I said, I'm sick of the grey. It's very boring. He said, well, in fact, they're actually getting phased out. And I said, what? You're kidding me? He's like, yeah, it's coming. He's like, it's my rollout where eventually ATM cards aren't going to be a thing.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, crap. It's taking me about 3-4 months to digest that info. And now I figured, well, I've got to get with the times. Because it's gonna happen. So I made the leap.
Okay, good to hear, Jade. Thanks. Glad that you've finally joined 2015 and got its latest technology from 7 years ago. Up next, though, we want to talk about something, relates to Maddie, right? He's away today. He's unable to defend himself. But he's been getting around the studio and around the office with these jeans that have a big old rip in the crotch.
No joke. It is probably the size of your fist. And if it...
Interesting choice of measurement.
No.
I was thinking like a margarine container lid.
No, well, each to their own. But to the point where if it was on the right-hand side of his leg, because he hangs to the right, I've gathered now.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
There'd be tackle.
This is the thing, right?
Right in your face.
And we brought this up on Friday. He goes, you know what? I don't care about that anymore.
He's literally let himself go.
With the ripped clothing. He goes, I just don't care if my jeans have a rip in them. And I was like, you know what? I can sort of understand that. Sometimes it's okay to stop caring about stuff. There's something I've done, which is recently I've got these old, like, runabout shoes that I just, like, use in the yard and stuff. Sometimes I'll wear them to the shops. And I've stopped doing up the laces. I've just, like, widened them right out.
To the point where you don't care. I could trip.
Nah, not worried.
Just
slip in and out of them. It's not a problem. What I thought we could do, 13 10 09, you like Maddie or myself, and you've given up caring about a little aspect in life. You get sort of comfortable and you go, you know, I don't care about that.
Mm.
So we're taking your stories and your calls up next. 13 10 09, what have you given up caring about? The little things.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And on 13 10 09, what we're doing this morning is what have you sort of given up on caring about after Maddie, we found out, didn't care he had ripped pants.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And we thought, you know what, this is the perfect opportunity to talk about those little habits or little things that you do and you just go, you know what, I don't care about that. And maybe you can dob in a partner, because I feel like this is a thing that, you know, a lot of blokes do, but some girls as well, Jade.
That is true. Well, when you say he has ripped pants, ripped jeans, it's actually a hole in the underside of his crotch.
Yeah, this is not the cool rips that people have in their knee area, like that's part of the design.
Correct.
This is like a big old hole.
This is like a big...
But if you're at the right angle, you'd be able to see something if you weren't careful.
Exactly. So, like, this happens a lot, I think, with guys and underwear.
Mm.
Like, it's next level not caring when you're wearing underwear with holes in it. And I'm pretty sure you put yourself in it the other day.
Yeah, I've done that. I've definitely worn the undies.
Why is that? I don't even understand it.
Oh, you just think, like, oh, there's maybe one more wearing it, and then you wear it, and then you forget, and you throw it in the wash, and then it's back in the clean clothes again, and you're like, there's one more wearing that, and then suddenly you're like, there is way too much air and ventilation in and about the bits.
Easy breezy.
It's a way too breezy, and, you know, if you were, for some reason, to have a situation where somebody could see that underwear, they're going to see way too much.
That is true. Yeah. You know what? This is putting it out there. But
okay.
I'm a nail biter.
Yes.
I bite my nails all the time.
Mm.
And normally, sometimes, I'll create a little pile next to me here on my desk. And
that's kind of gross.
Yeah, but you've seen me, Crevo.
Yeah.
I will normally put them in the bin.
Yes.
I got to a low point last week where I was just biting and just doing the old like.
Oh my God, you were just spitting and flicking. Jade, that is actually
nice. To the left-hand side of me here. It wasn't in anywhere near you guys.
Well, I appreciate that at least.
But I thought at the same time, I was like, oh, I'll test the cleaner and see... If like, I'll pick them up in a couple of days, but I just wanted to see how like if the cleaner would actually get them.
And when the vacuuming was supposed to be done, did it happen?
It did. They're not there anymore. But you know what? I got to a point where I was like, you know what? I just don't care. I don't care what people think.
Dropping the nails in little piles on the floor, kind of gross though. Like, that affects other people, I reckon.
No, it doesn't. No one's ever on my side of the desk.
Well, that is true. Only you. You're sitting in your own filth.
Here I am, I'm a dirty girl. What's the goss coming up next with producer Jackson?
That is so gross. Chrissy Teigen's opened up about her controversy. Everyone's cancelled her at the start of this year because she's troll on Twitter. So she's penned an open letter. I'll read you that. Also to Lewis Walsh. I don't know if you remember, back in 2012, he sat next to Britney Spears on the X Factor USA. He's opened up about what it was like to work with her.
This is an interesting insight. A lot of Britney news at the moment. We'll get into all of that in just a minute with What's the Goss up next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
And we've got news on Chrissy Teigen and Britney Spears, producer Jackson.
Yeah, let's start with Chrissy Teigen because I'm going to admit this, I really like her. I think that she's getting cancelled at the moment, which is a little bit unfair because we all found her so funny in the moment and then one person goes on TikTok, makes a video and puts all the bad things that she's done together and everyone's like, oh, this is really bad. We enabled her. So she has...
with a lot of retweets.
Yeah, so she has done a little bit of a open letter to the world because she's been getting a lot. She says, the last couple of weeks have been very humbling. I now have quit Twitter. I've quit what I've been doing. She says, there's simply no excuse for my horrible tweets and my targets didn't deserve them. No one does. Many of them needed empathy, kindness, understanding and support, not my meanness, misgendering them and kind of casually just being edgy with my humour. I was a troll, full stop, and I'm so sorry.
It's interesting. And you know what? I was just thinking about then in terms of her, like with what she's done. It seems like Twitter is no longer a place where you can do that sort of thing. It's like if you want to be edgy, you have to do it in like a face-to-face environment, like being a stand-up comedian, for example.
So is that what she's, forgive me, I know she's a model and television personality, but she's known for being funny, I guess, aside from that.
So she's a model and she does that lip sync battle. She hosts that.
Yeah, which is huge, actually.
And she's kind of become an unofficial social commentator on Twitter.
Right.
And she's said some things that have crossed the line. Who hasn't? I think the world's becoming too PC where no one can have fun. Everyone's getting cancelled. I just think everyone needs to lighten up a little bit. I mean, of course, she can apologise. She said some pretty horrible things. Some do cross the line. But I think for the most part, again, as I said before, we've all applauded her and laughed at it. I think that people can learn from their mistakes in the past. People grow and evolve. And I think we should just stop cancelling people left, right and centre for the things that they're learning. We're on a learning journey.
Yeah, it's true.
I understand nobody's perfect and we all make mistakes. At least she's being self-aware that she did cross the line a few times, because there's a difference between bullying and being nasty and then making jokes and having that dark humor, sort of, you know, PC.
It's a tricky one.
And humor. It's very blurry now.
And probably, you know what, part of the problem with Twitter, there's no tone. Like, there's no facial expression to anything. It's really black and white, and it opens it up to interpretation in a way that, say, a video doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, with a video at least, or, say, in a stand-up set, you have this context around what you say that, like, Twitter just doesn't have. And you open yourself up to a lot of interpretation with Twitter.
Well, I think she should get back on Twitter, but hopefully she's learned from her mistakes.
Yeah, and I will say this, like, I mean, especially, like, with people like us on the radio, we get paid to have an opinion.
Sometimes. Yeah, we do.
And then sometimes in history, that opinion doesn't line up when people learn a little bit more. So, I mean, I think we just all have to be understanding of that. Hey, moving on to the X Factor, because Britney Spears gave us some of the best moments in US television history. X Factor history, actually.
I felt like I was listening to Alvin and the Chipmunks. I think you're like Vanilla Ice meets Lauryn Hill meets West Side Story. That was not a great song for you to sing. The song was just in the wrong key. You're really off key. Just not sung on key. I don't think you have that wow factor. I think you're confused with your direction. I'm gonna have to say no. 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 No.
She made so many contestants cry. She was
very
meanest judge ever. Anyway,
very honest.
Yeah. Very quickly, because I know we're running out of time. Lewis Walsh, who filled in for Simon Cowell, sat next to her, said that she was pretty much a zombie the whole time and that actually have to take breaks because she'd have medication and then she'd just be completely out of it for hours on end. Yeah, he said it was very, very sad and it took double the time to film the X Factor auditions than it normally would.
Whoa, that's crazy.
That's not
like
good.
That just says that there's so much going on with her medication, and some of those, you know, mood altering medications really can, like you said, zonk people out. Yeah. And they're just like left there just sitting there, not really engaging.
I mean, us as viewers at home too, like, she sounds pretty able bodied there, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we have no idea that this is going on.
The power of editing. Am I right?
Jeez.
Fascinating.
Poor Britney. I hope she's being cared for.
Well, look, if things are all happening right now with her, you know, whole.
Yeah, if you follow her on
battle,
Instagram, you're just like, whoa.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is The Novos.
Gilbert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is The Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on.
Yes!
Now...
Oh, happy Tuesday!
Indeed,
woo!
Indeed, Jay.
And what I love about Tuesdays is we get to play What's My Age Again. So this is where basically we think we're kind of good at guessing people's ages based on the sound of their voice, because we talk to a lot of people.
Yeah, hundreds and hundreds a week, all through the radio, and we're like, surely we're bosses at this,
yeah.
Right?
So currently we have a really mature leaderboard, which is basically gold stars on a piece of A4 paper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the lead on 17 at the moment. Maddie's coming second on 16, but he's away today. So this might be your chance to streak ahead, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. We don't give him any chances.
Nah, you're on 15.
Yeah, so you're away, you miss out.
Yep, basically that's how it all works. So 13:10:09, if you want to try and fool us and have us guess your age, call now on 13:10:09 to play.
Yeah, very simple. Ask you a couple of questions and we'll go from there.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Let's see, I should act my age. What's my age again?
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
This is the funnest game I think we play on our show. And basically, What's My Age Again is where we try and guess how old you are by the sound of your voice. We ask you a couple of questions that might give us an idea. And the closest, whoever's the closest without going over wins. It's that easy. I'm currently winning on 17. Maddie's on 16, but he's away today. So, Crevo, it's your chance to get ahead. You're currently on 15.
Yeah, and look, earlier in the year...
Gold stars, I should say.
Yeah, that's right. They're like points that we, you know, the point scoring system. Earlier in the year, I was doing really well.
You were? What happened?
I was ahead. And then, I don't know, is there something to do with my hearing their voices not correctly or something?
Well, I thought you threw a point last week because there was a lady that sounded like she was 65 and you said she was 31. And I was thinking, are you just trying to be nice to our listeners?
Jade, I'm too competitive for that, right?
Oh, BS.
As if I would do that, right?
Oh, whatever.
Let's meet our first player this morning, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Hayley. Hello, Hayley. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Really good. All right, question number one for you, okay? Do you eat a lot of spaghetti or pasta?
Once a week.
Ooh, okay, once a week. What type of phone and model do you have?
iPhone 8.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to say the once-a-week thing. I'm taking the clue that maybe you've gotten health-conscious, phone isn't the latest model. I'm going to say you are 36.
Damn it, that's what I was going to pick.
Well, take another choice then, because I already got it.
Okay, I'm going to say you're... Oh, damn it, I'm just going to go 34.
You're both wrong. I'm 25.
Oh, 0 points.
Sorry.
You sound very mature. Well, you got us. Thanks for playing.
Hayley won that one.
Yeah, absolutely. You get a point, which is worth absolutely nothing.
Okay, we're going to Michael this morning. G'day.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, man. All right, your first question. How often do you go to the hairdresser or barber?
Once a week.
Once a week?
Well-kept man.
Jeez,
nice.
Okay. And how many standard drinks do you have in a week, do you reckon?
Two.
Two.
Oh.
Healthy, well-kept, well-groomed, you know what? Well, right. You got to guess first.
Okay, okay. Oh, this is hard. I'm going to say I'm going to go 26.
I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to say 27.
What? No, both wrong.
Okay.
36 tomorrow.
36? Well, I get a point.
You do. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
What are you doing for tomorrow?
Working, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Tough break. Are you single? Are you married? What's your situation there?
Married with three kids.
Oh, wow. You know what? You're taking care of yourself in terms of your healthy kids. You're well-dressed and well-kept. You're a good man.
That's the promise.
Awesome. You know what? For that, you get a bottle of wine.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
You can drink it over 5 weeks because you can only have one standard drink a week.
Can you? Oh, if it's red wine.
No, but that's this guy. Yeah, it's one glass a week.
Good job.
Love It or Loathe It is up next, and Jackson's going to be running this one. And he's got a little idea on what we basically have to guess, whether we, you know, love it or loathe it. Jackson's in charge. We're doing it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
Welcome to the show, Producer Jackson.
Thank you. I want to get your thoughts first up on cuddling.
Ooh.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
I'm going to say love it as well.
Love it. Are you first in with a hug with a stranger?
No. Mm. No. It takes me ages to chill out enough to, like, hug a random someone. Yeah.
Is it still considered a stranger if you met them for the first time before dinner and then you had dinner with them and then you hugged them?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a hugger then because I had dinner with this guy on the weekend that I met through my husband, Ben. And afterwards I just gave him a hug because I felt like I knew him.
Yeah, see, I'm a hug, like a cuddler, huggy person as well. Apparently can make you money, though. I was fascinated over the weekend because
really?
I was reading about this woman who's a professional cuddler.
Oh.
It's like a therapy kind of thing. She charges $100 an hour, but she says you can get like a $69 surcharge if you do the client's sort of like taboo asking. So, like, some of them, and they're not too, like, risque. It's just, like, tickle torture, reading children's books, even wrestling, like, animals.
Now, I can see the dollar signs in Jade's eyes. Would you read someone a children's book for
$69? I love children's books. I read them myself. Like,
what?
Well, I have, like, the full collection of, like, Beatrix Potter.
When did you last pick up and read a Beatrix Potter book? In real talk, Jade.
Realistically,
yeah.
Probably within the last 5 months.
What?
I like them every now and again. I'll just read one. The Tales of Peter Rabbit and His Fluffy Friends.
Well, look, you could incorporate that into a side hustle. Not
I was
going to
say, like, I mean, most people would say, you're crazy, they're for kids, but, you, like, you can make money from
the
it.
The Very Hungry Caterpillar spot.
Well,
like,
I mean, you could very...
Harry McClary from Donaldson's Dairy.
Oh, yeah, good one. You could very easily do, like, a 12-hour workday because it's not strenuous just lying down hugging people.
Hugging people. I can talk
$2,028. That's not bad to take home.
That's
have to
a
work
good hustle.
A couple of days a week.
You know what? This lady's probably full of it. She's probably just saying, hey, I can make a mint from cuddling, hoping that people will hire her, because the times that I have tried these niche money making side hustles, like my foot fetish thing, didn't work out for me.
Well, maybe your feet weren't the right shape or something, but maybe you're a good cuddler.
They're beautiful feet. I think they're okay.
You can cuddle people with your feet.
Maybe.
There's probably even more money in that, but a bit more niche, maybe.
Feet coupling.
Yeah, I'm just putting that out there. Wow, okay.
Foot fetish down under.
Well, if you're
I'm
looking
still at, trying.
Still spruiking that
still,
one.
Still
trying.
Beating the dead foot. Trying to get a dollar out of it. Jeez, righto. Well, hey, there's a dollar to be made from cuddling by the sound of it. Is she in Australia, this woman?
She's an American. So, look, in Australia, we charge more for things.
Yeah.
So you'd be walking away with extra cash.
Oh, Jade's just suddenly seeing if, you know, foot cuddler down under is available as an Instagram handle. Oh, it is, because no one's ever thought of that or ever thought that would be a good idea. Wow. Well, thank you, Jackson.
Thanks, man. That's awesome.
What a fascinating insight into the way people are making money now.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
13:10:09 this morning. Do you know a child with an old person's name? This is all because I was chatting to my mate, Chris, and he's up in Queensland, and he's an 8-year-old son, and he was saying how he was at his primary school athletics carnival on Friday, and he was certain he heard a parent call out, "Go, Margaret, go!" And he sort of, he did this sort of double take, like he was thinking, hold on a second, that's quite an old-fashioned name.
Well, sometimes,
Margaret.
Sometimes at athletics carnivals, they get like the parents on for a race or something for a bit of fun. And he's maybe thinking, oh, they must be doing that.
Yeah.
What did I miss?
Well, he couldn't tell. I think he wasn't sure if it was like a girl in his son's grade or not. He didn't think it was. He was like, yeah, well, maybe she's 9.
Yeah.
In the year above. But, yeah, he was just like on the sideline, you know, all the parents watching their kids run, bang, it went off, and then he can just hear, "Go, Margaret, go!" And
seems out of place.
It sort of does. Like, I personally love old-fashioned names. Like, I love them.
Well, you live a life of antiquities and romantic dramas based in the 18th century.
Period time movies. Yeah, I love it.
So that's your whole thing.
I think it's really, really cool. But it's just like, it's funny. Like, it seems so out of place. So we want to know on 13:10:09, do you know a child with an old person's name? Whether it's your child, your cousins, your nieces, your nephews, like... Well, what are their names?
Yeah, now, because you hear Margaret and you think, that person should be baking cookies and maybe knitting.
Yeah.
Not running at a primary school athletics carnival. So that's the question. Do you know a child with an old person's name? We'll do it right after Shepherd here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
Lotto.
That's right. This is your chance at $1,050. This is the good stuff. We're getting to the pointy end of it. I mean, you never know when it's going to go off. But what I will say, Jade, is on this show, there has been a history of giving away money when people, like one member of the team, isn't here. Maddie, today, he's not here.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going off, but you never know.
You have a good feeling. Well, we're going to go to Tina from Fingal Bay. She works with her husband's company doing admin, and she likes to teach her child to dive.
To drive, well, rather, Jade.
Oh, sorry, she's teaching a child to drive as we speak.
Hello.
Hi, how
are
you going?
Hello, good. So how's it teaching, how old is your child?
He's 16.
16, and learning to drive, is that stressful for you?
No, he's actually really, really good. He's sensible. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah.
You're like, pull over, we've got to win money.
Out of curiosity, is he going from manual or automatic?
No, he's learning in an automatic, but he does know how to drive a manual. But the car he'll get when he's 17 is an automatic, so he's just got to master that and then go from there.
You're good to go. You're out on the road.
All right.
Living his life. You'll have more time to yourself.
Oh, yeah. When he's driving independently, my life will free up big time.
100%. You're no longer like the taxi anymore.
Exactly. He can be my taxi.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly right. All right. Wishing you the best of luck.
Thank you. Balls
are going round and round. Jade, pick one out.
Here we go. Finally. Oh, I really hope, Tina, you were born on the 19th of February.
No, the 12th.
Oh, too bad.
Unfortunately.
That's okay.
Look, thanks for playing and good luck with the teaching. You know, teaching kids to drive, always a bit of a challenge, right?
Mm.
News up next with Maddie here at New FM. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home,
I was like, yes.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This
three
is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Yay.
Now.
Yes, and Jade, Rate the Music is back, and get this, they've got the time down to only 6 minutes.
Oh,
you're
going
to have the whole thing done, and then you get a chance at winning a holiday.
Oh, where to?
So it's a family escape to Nelson Bay, staying 3 nights at the fully self-contained 2-bedroom suite. This is some of the stuff you get there, right?
Yeah.
Cooked breakfast daily.
Yum.
You love a hash brown?
I do, actually.
They may have one there. I have no more information on the breakfast. They've got free Wi-Fi and DVD hire, so that's right up your alley.
Perfect.
You can feel like you're at the cinemas in your own room.
Look, sometimes it's nice to be able to just pick up a DVD, put it in.
A physical DVD.
Oh, it is. It's nice.
Yeah.
You know, and like, cause sometimes Wi-Fi is unreliable.
Well, so I bet it's
the
not
power
at this place,
well,
though.
No.
It'd be unreal. You can be sure of that. So if you want to do your own Netflix, you can do that too. Plus, it's only a 2-minute walk to the beach. Very simple. NewFM.com.au. Click that Rate the Music tab. Get it done. Win a holiday. Simple, right?
Yeah. But speaking of winning, we were searching along with EMF Fitness Center at Katara for a man and a woman to change their lives with the EMF 12-week challenge. Billy and Peter, we're going to meet them after this to find out why they want to take it on and if they're prepared.
Yeah, that's right.
Mentally ready to do this.
Mentally is the first bit, right? So we're going to have a chat to them, find out their vibe, the whole situation.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So we've teamed up with Newcastle's newest state-of-the-art group fitness club, EMF, and they're at Westfield Katara there. They've got all your favourite group fitness classes under one roof, including a creche for busy parents, as well as a unisex sauna and steam room, which sounds really, really nice.
Yeah, and the facilities are absolutely state-of-the-art. Imagine the newest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
That's newer than that.
And they've kicked off their 12-week challenge. So we were searching for a male and a female to take on the EMF 12-week challenge, which is bigger and better than ever. And they're actually going to be doing this alongside Matty.
Yeah.
He's got the day off today, but he's going to take on the 12-week challenge.
Yeah.
As well. So we're going to meet our lovely competitors, I guess.
We're
going to make
right.
it a competition against yourself.
That's right.
Billy and Peter.
Let's start by meeting Billy. Hello, Billy. How are you?
Hey guys, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Really good.
So you are a female winner. I know the requirement was to tell us in 25 words or less why you want to take on the 12-week challenge. What was your reason?
Yeah, so I was married to my beautiful wife back in February,
And I guess I've been a little bit cheeky with my eating.
Yep.
There's been lots of snackcidents. I just think this challenge will definitely be the kick up the butt that I need to be happier and healthier.
Oh, well, congratulations on getting married.
Thank you.
No, that's okay. And I love how you call snackcidents.
Like, I've never heard that before, and I think I'm going to take that because that's unreal. Right.
It's real. There's been so many.
Yeah.
So have you found it hard to sort of, like, commit to a gym?
To getting into the shape that you want? Have you been procrastinating a bit?
Definitely since the wedding, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Because sometimes, like, you have a goal, say a wedding or something, and you reach that, and then you just chill out, and you chill out too much, and you're not as happy as you want to be, right? That's a lot of what we're trying to get to is, you know, being happier in our own selves and our own body.
So, out of curiosity, so obviously you have a weight, like a target weight you'd like to go for, but do you have, like, a fitness goal as well?
Yeah, I would really like to drop like a decent percentage of my body fat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't really have like a set goal. Just to look, I guess, better and feel better in myself.
That's a great goal, and you know, I'm wishing you all the best in this journey, and we're going to keep checking in with you over the next, you know, 3 months to see how you're going, and best of luck with it, and congratulations, because it is a pretty awesome prize. You're scoring yourself all of what the EMF has to offer, basically. Let's now meet our male contestant.
Peter.
Hey Peter, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How's yourself?
Really good. Now, tell us a little bit about your fitness journey, where you're at the moment and where you want to be.
Okay, well, I'm a 52-year-old man, and for about the last 10 years, I really haven't kept up with my physical fitness.
Yep.
I've ballooned in weight, and I find it hard to get around these days as far as distance walking.
Okay.
I've got 5 grandkids that I love to play with, and it kind of restricts that.
Hey, look, these are, you know what, family can sometimes be a great motivator to get yourself into better shape. And, like, in terms of the goals, do you have, like, maybe you're not thinking of a specific weight, but it's like a fitness thing for you, is that right?
More so, yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
So you want to try and, I don't know, walk a half marathon maybe? Or
Well, virtually.
Maybe chase the grandkids around. By the sounds of it, that would almost be a half marathon.
Let's just say, like, keeping up with the grandkids.
I love that. Hey, that's a really wholesome goal. Like I said, it's 12 weeks, and it's a bit flexible. So, you know, you can start it at whatever point works for you. And congratulations on scoring this, and best of luck with it going forward.
Thanks, guys. Much appreciated for it.
No worries.
Good luck.
Hopefully that is going to get two people well on their journey. And remember, if you're wanting to join the 12-week challenge, you can. You can do it all with EMF. Sign up to one of their great gyms now, and there's some amazing prizes on the line if you're a part of this and sign up to their gyms.
Mm-hmm.
Next, though, we're doing some possible winning for you. Snowtime in the Gardens. Enjoy some icy fun this winter at Snowtime in the Gardens. We have got a new game that we're playing on the show and across the day. It's called Snow That Song. The way this works is we play a part of a song, mm-hmm. and you have to finish the song, the next bit of the lyrics.
Yeah.
If you get the words right, you score the tickets.
Doable.
It's that simple. It is very doable. So 13:10:09, we're looking for a contestant to play. I'm wishing you the best of luck, and we'll do it up next. If you want to play Snow That Song, we'll do it in minutes here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
It's time now, Jade, to play Snow Your Song.
Enjoy some icy fun this winter at Snowtime in the Gardens. This is New FM's Snow Your Songs.
All right. What a game this is. So very simple, right? All you have to do is listen to a bit of a song that we play for you.
Yeah.
And if you sing the right bit, the next bit correctly, all the lyrics are correct.
Yeah.
Then you score yourself a family pass to go and see Snowtime in the Gardens.
That is actually a really cool prize.
Well, it is, you know, and enjoy some icy fun this winter at Snowtime in the Gardens.
All right.
Now, this is, what a prize, right?
Okay, so I'm going to Kylie. Hello.
Oh, hello, Kylie. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Yeah, good. How was the long weekend? What'd you get up to?
Not much. I've been a little bit under the weather, so just kept inside.
All right. Staying inside in the warm. It has been cold, hasn't it?
Yes, crazy.
Now, do you understand how the game works? This is new for us as well.
Yes.
All right, we play a bit of song, and then you have to sing the next bit. It says in the notes here you can say it.
No.
But I'm actually kiboshing that and saying if you don't sing it, you don't get the prize, okay?
I'll try and sing it with my croaky voice.
I don't, yeah.
You've got this.
The voice is okay as long as it's, like, melodic in some way, all right? So listen carefully. Here is the bit of the song, all right?
Okay.
All right, sing the next bit.
I didn't hear anything then.
Let's try it one more time.
Right, here you go.
Whoa, living on a prayer.
Let's see if it's right.
Sorry, gave it away.
Yeah,
that's
it.
I went to Saw Bon Jovi live and he was awesome.
Oh, was he? Well, it sounds like you're very deserving then.
Can I just say, you have a great voice.
Yeah, what was all this
all
about?
This, croaky. You're full of it. That was great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sounds like an excuse to try and get out of singing just in case you don't know the song.
Well, possibly.
Congratulations. You won that pass
Family
to
pass.
Snow Time in the Garden.
Well done. Have a lovely day. It's set to be a nice sunny one later on. All right, news time up next with Maddie here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
105 commercial free coming up right after us with Jackson.
Yo. I like this. It's Fans
so
Joy,
do I.
Benny Blanco, fresh. Fans Joy, Aussie boy, teaming up with some big stars.
Yeah, he's
so
making
good.
It happen.
Like Australian artists at the moment, actually, to be honest.
They're buzzing.
They're on fire.
On fire. Joel Corey.
Love this as
well. And Riri.
Oh, brilliant.
SOS.
Taking it back to where it all began.
I know. One of her early songs. Yeah. Very cool. Thanks, Jackson.
But we're going to change gears for a second because this is a very special week. It's actually National Blood Donor Week. So we're encouraging everyone, if they can, to donate blood, donate plasma, and tomorrow we're actually going to be broadcasting our show live from Lifeblood at Broadmeadow. And we want as many people to come in and donate blood and plasma, not just tomorrow, but ongoing, because we heard some incredible stories last week of amazing people who give blood, who need blood. Jill, we spoke to, she actually needs weekly treatment for an autoimmune deficiency. So without these weekly blood transfusions that she gets, she wouldn't be able to survive.
There's so many people out there in the community who you might just meet, like maybe they're the person that buys the coffee from you, or maybe they're the person that you work with and you just have no idea that they need these blood products just to stay alive and be in society.
It was just such an eye-opener because, like, I'll tell you, I'll be honest, I was naive. I thought, oh, like, probably as well from TV shows, you think, oh, you know, they need more blood and, you know, there they are. It's someone who was in a road accident who's getting, you know, a blood transfusion. But just goes to show 34% of cancer patients and blood diseases actually make up those who need the most blood donations and transfusions. So we're actually going to be hearing from Brian, who works at Lifeblood at Broadmeadow, after this to get us up to date with tomorrow, how many people have donated, what spots are left, and if you can jump on board, we'll see if we can make it happen for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, remember, sign up now. And when you sign up to donate blood, it's really simple. You can just pick Team New FM, and whether you donate this week, next week, or whenever, your blood will be added to the tally to hope to raise as much as we can.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Without those life-saving blood product transfusions, I would not be standing here today.
I wouldn't be alive without you today.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's biggest ever blood drive.
Getting as many donations as we can to save lives.
Blood donation has given me life.
Yeah, it is a very special week. It is National Blood Donor Week, and we're trying to get as many people in our region to either donate blood or donate plasma, because there are so many people in need of it. It's not just for, you know, those, I guess, emergencies, those trauma injuries that you see on the roads. It's for people who have cancer, who are undergoing chemo, who need the blood transfusions afterwards. Like, there's so many people who need our blood, and if you can donate, we're asking you to just go to donateblood.com.au. But we're actually meeting Brian now, Crevo, who is the account manager at Lifeblood at Broadmeadow.
Good morning, Brian. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
That's the way. Now, you, of course, would be so well aware of all of the stories and the need behind this. Talk a bit about how you first got involved and what you do there.
Yeah, I joined Lifeblood about 5 years ago now, and my job, I'm the account manager for Lifeblood teams. So I organise for groups of individuals, either corporate or communities, to come and donate blood as a group.
That's right. And New FM, Team New FM, mm-hmm. that's what we've done. We've set up a team. So, you know, if you do donate over the next coming weeks, months, whatever, if you select that drop-down box to really help us, tell us about, I guess, how we're doing so far and where we want to get to.
Yeah, well, tomorrow is the biggest, we want the biggest day ever, so we're aiming for over 130 donations. Currently, Team FM have made 3 donations over the weekend. They've got another 5 people booked in for tomorrow. But in saying that, we have had quite a few come in and mention their interest, but they're part of other Lifeblood teams.
Already, right.
The Rat Base or the police or the university and so forth.
Yeah, fantastic. So they're getting involved still, which is the main thing, yeah. right? The main thing is to get the donations. Yeah, absolutely. Now, how many spots are available for tomorrow still?
We still have 33 available tomorrow, so that's 16 blood appointments and 17 plasma appointments.
Okay.
And to book, people can call 13 14 95 or go to donateblood.com.au.
And it's really easy too, like even if people do register online and they can just walk in and just mention they're with Team UFM. And,
that's correct, yes.
And, you know, you'll get onto our tally, so...
That's right. So if you're thinking about
it... can join. All they have to do is walk in the door and mention it to the nurse or the receptionist. And we've also got a donor centre in Maitland as well. It's over 6 days a week. People can donate there. They can donate on our mobile unit, which is in Warners Bay today. There's a whole different way of doing things.
I guess it's as well important to highlight the opening hours as well. Well, from today through to Thursday, 7 till 7 at Broadmeadow. So if you do have time to donate before, after work or university, it's a great time to go. But Brian, like, people can even, it's an idea to carpool, like get a bunch of people who, I don't know, if they have a great boss, or let them go to lunch at the same time to go and donate.
Yeah, we have a number of different groups that do that, actually. We've got a couple coming in today. So we've actually got a shuttle bus here at Lifeblood and volunteer drivers. So we can come to the people's workplace, pick up a group of 3-4 donors, bring them in to donate, and then get them dropped back off at work again.
That's fantastic.
There's no excuse. Like, so if you've been pondering about it, you've been thinking about it, please do sign up, jump online, or just organise, like, say, one of the shuttle buses or whatever to come and pick you up.
Well, Brian, what's Crevo in for tomorrow? Because he's actually going to be donating blood for the first time.
Yeah, I've never done it. I haven't signed up, but you can sort me out, right?
Oh, of course you can, yeah, no problem at all.
So the idea is tomorrow we're going to broadcast the show from there, so the whole thing will be from the blood centre there at Broadmeadow.
Yeah,
talk us through it. What will I need to do?
Drink lots of water and have a big breakfast before you come in.
Okay.
Try and drink at least 2 litres of water if you can.
Yep, all right, and you'll help me with the paperwork and stuff?
Yeah, certainly. When you come in, we'll register you, you'll answer a few questions on an iPad. Then you'll go and have an interview with a nurse that lasts a little while, and then basically sit down and donate, which takes 5 to 10 minutes.
It's actually...
And then you'll have a muffin at the end, bag of chips, sausage roll, milkshake, whatever you like.
I love the snacks at the end. I'm like, it's
Jade, you cannot have the snacks unless you donate. That's the rule.
But those chairs are so comfy too, Brian. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We really appreciate all the work you do.
Okay, and I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow.
Yay! Okay, everyone, donateblood.com.au. If you want to donate, jump online and register for Team New FM. We're going to be broadcasting live tomorrow, the show. So yeah. If you can come on down, say g'day, walk-ins welcome, and we want to try and get as much blood and plasma as we possibly can.
Come on, Newcastle. There's only 33 spots to fill, and that will do it. That would make us the biggest day ever. So we're really on our way. We're getting close. Please jump online, grab yourself a spot, click that Team New FM button. Very, very simple.
Well, we have some cash, hopefully, to give away.
That's right. Birthday Lotto is up next. $1,050. So it really is a good amount of money. Jade, what month are we looking for?
Okay, if you were born in the month of November, you need to be the first through on 131009 to spin our birthday balls to have a shot at $1,050.
All right, November babies. Good luck. We're doing it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Must be my
Lotto.
$1,050 on the line. Very, very exciting. All you need is a birthday to play, so most people getting a crack at this. Time now to meet our contestant.
Yeah, November babies. Linda called up first. She's from Elmer Vale. She's a consultant, has three kids. She loves helping people. She says that it is her best attribute, which is really nice to hear. And she wants to go away in school holidays, so would put the money towards a Blue Mountains escape. Hey, Linda.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. Fingers crossed it'd still be snow in the school holidays. That's not too far away, is it?
No, it's only 2 weeks, so yeah, could be possible.
What? 2 weeks?
Kids would be excited.
That's crazy. Has the kids ever seen snow before?
Well, actually, I was fortunate enough before COVID hit to go to New York for my 40th birthday in December. So, yeah, they did get to see some snow, which was nice.
Oh, how cool.
Oh, they'd be talking about that at school for ages.
Yeah, wow.
Definitely.
I'm glad you turned 40 that year, so at least you got away.
Exactly right. We're so fortunate and we're grateful.
Absolutely.
Okay, Linda, I've pulled out your lucky ball. Hopefully, you're born on November 18th.
No, the 9th.
Oh, no.
Damn.
That's okay. Oh. Thank you so much. We're so excited to play with the kids in the car.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us and enjoy the rest of the day, all right?
Yeah, and big shout out to your kids in the back seat there. Hey, kids.
Awesome. all right. Jackson in next with 105 commercial free.
Yeah, we'll talk about Aussies before doing well. Another one of them. The
Kid Laroi. Gosh. Talk about raking in the cash. He's doing well.
I've seen all the graffiti around of just his face.
No.
He's like the new poster child that people are like, oh, let's spray some Kid Laroi over the
place. Oh, so he's like a graffiti poster boy.
Yeah,
who would have thought?
Spray paint my face somewhere. I feel like that's a big compliment.
It is, yeah. At the end of that level.
Camila Cabello.
Nice. I love this song.
Savannah, that's on the way as well. Let's do Ed Sheeran as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All
I
that.
Had a dream about him the other day.
Oh, did you?
He kept his clothes on.
He did, but it was like, I can't remember all of it, but it was a little bit of a horror thing. I think it's because I saw a picture of him the other day with vampire teeth. I
was going to say, was he doing a really bad cameo in a movie or a TV series?
Well, I don't know. I didn't read the post. I just saw Ed Sheeran with fangs and it scarred me and I dreamt about it. So.
I was going to say Ed Sheeran horror movie. Did he sign a contract for another 14 albums?
Or did he go and try and get in the remake of Game of Thrones? Let's hope not. Thanks for that, Jackson. All that to come after 9 o'clock. That's it for us now.
That is. Again, don't forget, donateblood.com.au. Register as Team New FM or walk in tomorrow at Lifeblood Broadmeadow when we're broadcasting live the show. And fingers crossed we can get as much blood and plasma as we possibly can.
Yeah, there's only just over 30 people spots left. So if you can sign that up, we can make that record. Come on, Newcastle.
Yeah,
let's do it. And let's do it for our fellow Australians. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.